Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, Bo, a lot of hard work went into that third period. How did you guys, how were you able to defend that lead and be successful?
I think just how we've done it all year, you know. We've learned our lesson that sitting back and letting them come at us doesn't work. So, you know, keep the pressure on them, keep making them defend, and keeps you out of your own zone.
What in particular about your team's penalty killers in the third period stood out, especially killing off those penalties to Darlene and Thompson late?
First off, I think, Claudia did a real good job in the circle, won a couple big draws and get it down the ice. And then, our PKs had a good stand at the blue all year. And I thought they've, made it tough on them, didn't really let them get set and ended up in two big kills.
What did you think about the juice like on the bench and just getting that save from Lyon and the penalty shot?
Yeah, it was big. It could have been a turning point in the game, but Lionel made a great save. Made a few really, really good saves tonight, so definitely had his best performance for us, which we appreciate.
Well, are you to the point with Noah Oslin that you know he's going to find you? I mean, it looked like he had his back to you, and next thing you know, the pass is on your stick. I mean, are you just to the point with him you know it's coming?
Yeah, honestly, kind of surprised me a bit there. I wasn't sure he was going to get it through to me, but unreal pass from him for sure.
What does it do for your team's confidence to pick up a win first game here at the Garden?
I think it's just a good blueprint of how we got to play. We just tried to focus on playing our game tonight and making them keep up with us. I feel like the first couple games we maybe got drug into the mud a bit and let them dictate. So I think that was definitely our best game so far.
Did you guys feel as a team just a lot more like yourselves in that third period?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, when we're playing fast, we're a really good team, so we just got to replicate that.
Bo, do you think it had anything to do with just getting that your goal in the second? Maybe just takes a little bit of the pressure off knowing you got on the board a little bit earlier than the first two games?
Goals always help, obviously. But I thought we were playing well all night. They scored first again, but, we didn't waver or, get nervous or anxious or anything. We just kept playing and, kept pushing, so it's good.
Did you feel you guys set the tone to start? You guys were in on the forecheck quite a bit in that first period. It seemed like you guys set the tone right away.
Yeah, for sure. I think us and them, we're two teams that forecheck pretty hard, and it's a big weapon for either team. So whoever can get to it faster usually gets the momentum early on.
Did you sense that momentum shift, though, after the goal? Because it seemed like as tight as it was, it seemed to go in your favor from that point.
I think when we came in after the second, we felt confident in how we were playing and, I don't know. There's always momentum shifts in games, especially in the playoffs. So, I think we did a good job of, controlling it, what we could control and, obviously a huge win coming into Boston, getting game three.
How does Lyon's performance, especially in the first period, allow you guys to maybe release the pressure valve and settle into your game and not feel forced?
Nothing that we aren't used to. You know, you come to just expect it from both those guys, UPL and Lionel. They've been making huge saves for us all year and keeping us in games when we need them to. So it's no surprise to us.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.